About a dozen senior officers, all women, of course, were gathered around a large hollow table that displayed Shidu Mod's strange topography. In the center lay the main mining pit, a vine-draped abyss more than 10 kilometers wide, with a gray-green lake filling the bottom. It was surrounded by uniformly terraced hillsides cloaked in mabu cane, and enormous flats covered with kalg forest, old strip mines and tailing ponds slowly being reclaimed by nature. The display also showed a patchy web of red lines beneath the surface terrain. These represented what little mapping crews had learned about the network of underground tunnels and shafts that honeycombed the area. As the officers noticed Ben and the sisters, the urgent drone that had filled the chamber quickly faded, and they turned to face the trio with expressions ranging from irritation to fear. Trista went left and Taryn went right, leaving Ben to wonder what they wanted him to do. Deciding it would be safer to stay where he could block the door, Ben stopped at the base of the table and held the hilt of his lightsaber in plain sight. Taryn stopped about halfway down the table, positioning herself behind the officers and shaking a warning finger when one of them started to turn around. Trista marched straight to General Levette, a stern-jawed woman who did not bother with the usual Haven vanities, leaving her hair gray and the old blaster burn across her cheek unaltered. Levette scowled at Trista.
"You had better have a good reason for interrupting us now, especially with blasters in your hands."
"Don't pretend you haven't heard," Trista said,
pointing the blaster at Levette's head.
"It makes you look bad."
"Of course I've heard about the unfortunate attacks aboard the Dragon Queen," Levette said. "The news is all over the fleet."
Trista used her free hand to point at Levette's comlink.
"Open a channel to Deserving Gem. Have the comm officer put you through to Ducha Rakud and tell us what you hear."
Levette obeyed, then suddenly looked a little ill and held the comlink out so everyone could hear. It was a woman's voice, screaming in terror and begging for her life.
"There aren't going to be any deals with the Moffs," Trista said. "I hope that's clear."
Absolutely.
Levette fell silent as she contemplated something. Then she smiled to herself and said,
"As a matter of fact, I was just about to ask for you. We've had reports of a female Jedi penetrating our perimeter with a squad of Elite Guard stormtroopers."
"A Jedi?"
Trista asked.
"With the Imperials?"
"That's not a Jedi,"
Ben said, stepping to the edge of the table.
"Where are they?"
Before answering, Levette looked to Trista.
"I hope you realize that nobody in this chamber was aware of Ducha Rakud's betrayal."
She was hardly smooth. Ben didn't even need the Force to tell that she was lying.
"Our loyalties lie strictly with the legitimate successor to Her Majesty Tenel Ka, assuming there is a need for a successor, of course."
"Did we say something to make you believe we doubted you, General?"
Taryn asked coolly.
"As long as we win the battle, there won't be any reason to suspect the loyalty of anyone in this room."
"I'm glad we all agree."
Levette turned to one of her officers, then said,
"Show them."
The officer tapped the keys of a data remote. A blue star appeared in the hollow, about a kilometer down the terrace from the headquarters, but only a few hundred meters from the underground hangar that the Jedi starfighters were using to refuel and rearm.
"We believe this may be their target,"
the officer said, pointing at the hangar.
"There are reports of a hidden shaft here."
She pointed at the blue star.
"That provides access to the hangar."
Trista looked to Taryn.
"Take Ben. I'll stay here to protect General Levette in case you run into problems."
She turned to the general again.
"But I certainly hope that doesn't happen. We wouldn't want a repeat of Ducha Rakud's unfortunate accident, would we?"
Levette finally paled.
"It might be wise to take a squad of Her Majesty's commandos along. They'll be waiting for you outside."